My dearest, gentle listener, have you missed me? My identity has yet to be uncovered, but I can promise you that I am and will remain your prime source of what is happening among the people that really count in this illustrious city. Keep listening to me, and you will be enlightened not only about the comings and goings of the actors of this play that unfolds before the hungry eyes of the nobility, but also in the private chambers, where some think they are secluded and safe from prying eyes. For there is yet to be a scandal that I cannot uncover if I should so wish it. And after the party that took place last night at the Duke's residence, there are really only two words that come to mind. Shock and delight. For some time now, a series of leaflets with stories of the most scandalous and lecherous nature have been circulating among members of distinguished households in our fair city. Only the modesty of this author keeps me from hinting at the nature of their content. What happened yesterday was that a series of unfortunate circumstances led to the revelation of the authorship of said leaflets. And to everyone's unmitigated surprise, the writer of these so-called scripts turned out to be none other than you, my dear listener. You instantly became the center of everyone's attention. As the scandal spread like forest fire, the rumors circulated with wild speculations. Would your family disown you? Would you have to flee to the Americas? But the theme that was most discussed between gossip-hungry lips was what would happen to your liaison with your fiancé. The consensus was that this would spell disaster to your plans for a marriage into his most distinguished family, that you would be repudiated and disgraced. For such is the judgment on women that dare to climb over the invisible fences of respectability. Too many were too sure of what would now happen. But take it from this humble servant to the written woe. All is fair in love and war, and sometimes that battle does not leave a trail of broken hearts. Instead, the minds of two lovers can move in most mysterious ways.
My dear, will you please open the door? Oh, darling, it hurts me to see you crying this way. Is there nothing that I can do to console you? Do you feel that your world has been shattered after that painful confrontation at last night's soiree? Let me wipe those tears off from your cheeks. Let me kiss that sadness from your lovely face. What does it matter what my family thinks, or yours for that matter? The oath we have sworn is between you and me. We are betrothed to one another, and nothing will change that. Our vows were not mere matters of business, as is the norm in our society. Our engagement is one of those rare gems. It is a true love match. How could you ever imagine that I would think less of you because of what you have been writing? Make no mistake, my love, I still hold you in the very highest esteem. You think I should start looking for another, more suitable match? A young lady with impeccable reputation, without any other aim in life than to be wedded and bear children to her husband. You know, I have never been interested in that kind of woman. Quiet, obedient, dutiful, large hips for childbearing, and maybe half a brain. No, I want a woman that shares my same intellect, imagination, and ambition. Because we are entering a new era. Writers like Wollstonecraft are laying the foundations for the age of opportunities for women. When a woman is valued for her character and her true accomplishments, and not for her dancing skills or her comportment. And what really is the sin that you have allegedly committed? You have only put words to thoughts, written what is natural for any young woman to fantasize about. Others might call your scripts sinful, wicked, or outrageous. I know you, and I know that your intention was never to cause a sensation or make a fortune from digging among the basis of feelings. What you are writing is poetry, in a sense, and poetry is the art of revealing the truth with words that cannot otherwise be spoken. Come here, my dear. Sit on my lap and let me embrace you. Because I know words are just words, and they are hollow unless accompanied by action. Yes, let my arms shield you from the outside. Let me convince you that you are still the object of my desires. Let me convince you with my lips, with my hands, stroking your beautiful hair. Let me convince you with my eyes, as they look into yours, the windows of that sweet soul inside. Kiss me again. Let me savor your taste. Your writings have inspired me. Let me show you how they have increased my resolve to bring you pleasure. Pleasure to your brain, to your mind, and to your body. Yes, feel how I stroke your face, your neck, your shoulders, your back, and your hips. Feel the heat that is transmitted as I bite gently into your lovely neck. Just like you wrote in those scripts, just like you have been imagining all those lonely nights in your chamber, afraid someone would catch you while you were enjoying yourself in sensuous delights and unable to resist. Yes, my dear, moan for me as I stroke your legs, down to your feet, and up over your calves, and your thighs, down again, sending ripples inside your body. Moan louder. Nobody can hear us, darling. The servants have been dismissed, and the rest of your family has gone to your country estate, running away from the judgments and sneers. But we are not fleeing. We stay right here in your chamber, as I bring to you what you deserve. Something that will take your mind off the unfortunate events that have been filling you with dread. I want to give you pleasure. How about if I open up your dress here? So I can reach your lovely bosom. Touching so delicately with my hands. You're shivering, are you? Oh, darling. Like it is written in the scriptures, thy breasts to clusters of grapes. Let me lick right there. You see how your grapes react to my ministrations as my tongue teases you and goes around in circles just outside your sweet nipples. Slowly licking, and again, you almost cannot stand this, darling. Your sighs are like nectar to my ears. Do you want me to stop? Yes and no. Well, I take pity on you. Let us now continue as I carry you over to your bed. Yes, a more appropriate place for what comes next. Yes, I know this is scandalous by the standards set by our society, but we are free spirits and nobody will ever know. So stretch out now. Close your eyes if you must. Let me touch your legs again. Stroking up all the way. Yes, if I lifted up your skirt, it will be easier to have full access. Stroking your back again, and down over the round curve of your buttocks. Yes, I can see you are squirming already. You feel the anticipation. Just like in your literary exercises, where you linger on those moments just before you are touched, where you most desire. This is nothing to feel ashamed about. The Almighty created us with these urges. These needs must serve a purpose in His divine plan. Therefore, you should just lie back now and let me make my offering on your altar of senses. Stroking, caressing, feeling between your legs. Yes, yes, right there. Oh, yes. Letting your wetness flow over my fingers. As I continue my exploration, gently pushing in. Oh, yes. Gasp for me, my darling. Oh, don't be too tense. Instead, open your little flower for me. Spread your legs wider apart as my fingers probe deeper into you, and even deeper. Yes, my darling, feel them moving in and out, in and out, while I kiss your stomach. Slowly moving closer and slowly moving lower. Oh, feel your need increase. Moan and squirm for me, darling. Oh, it's just a normal reaction. Feel me kissing you and licking lower and lower while my fingers bring you pleasure. Oh, do you want my tongue to touch you right where you are most sensitive? Right there? Yes? Of course, my love. My tongue is your most obedient servant. First, slowly letting you get used to the sensations in circles. My fingers pushing even deeper. Oh, moan like that, darling. Your sounds are sweet music to my ears. Yes, do that. Whisper my name. Tell me how much you like this. As I lick a little faster, this is just like your fantasies. Just what you have been yearning for. And this is also what you deserve. Another expression of my affection for you. I am your humble servant, licking and pushing inside you. Noticing how your hips are lifted up towards me. Can you feel the approaching thunder? Yes, that wave coming towards you, lifting you up. Don't hold back, darling. Instead, immerse in the sensation. The sparks going off inside your head. Embrace this feeling. So close. Right there. At the abyss, right there. Don't be afraid, darling. Just let go. A few more licks now, and you will come for me. Go over the edge. Yes. Now, yes. 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 Ah. 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 Yes. I have you. So good was it. You're shaking so much. Let me hug you. Do you like my gift? My way of showing you my devotion? You did? But you want more. You want us to unite as man and woman. Oh, you were reading my mind, dear. Let me kiss you again and undress for you. Ah, yes, I'm so ready for you. Pleasing you, fuel the flames of my own desire, as you can see. And you are still so wet and welcoming, offering me a gateway to our coupling. Spread your legs even wider, darling. I will be so gentle. Just relax as I place myself in position, embracing you, and slowly, slowly enter you. Like that. Can you feel me? Good. Then let me start my movements, going inside you. Withdraw a little. In and out. In and out. Yes. Wrap your legs around mine. Feel my shaft finding its way inside your heart wetness. Thrust against me with your hips. Let us find harmony in our motion. Rhythmic bliss. Perfect, darling. Now, I will go deeper. Yes. Feel me pushing. Do you like it? I can hear your sweet moans again. Sounds escaping your lips that you cannot stop. Take my offering. Take my pounding. Do you want me to go faster? Yes. Delighted to grant your every wish, my dear. Going faster and harder. Pushing you towards that peak again. All your sensations converge into a brilliant crescendo. Letting you experience that. Can you feel the waves of impending climax getting closer? This is a tide we cannot stop, even if we wanted to. And I would so much want to join you intimately in the last instance. But as I am a considerate gentleman, I will pull out in time. You can trust me. Now, just think of yourself. Just enjoy this moment of sheer pleasure. Of your own pleasure. Let yourself fall again. Headlong. Into ecstasy. So very close now. As I go even faster. Yes. Yes, darling. Scream for all your worth. Now, just abandon all restraint. Oh, yes. Darling, you're so close. Oh, scream. And... Oh, come for me. Now. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh. Yes, yes. Oh, Let your spasms vein as I pull out of you gently. Oh, like that. I have you. You are so sweet. Now. Please, darling, push me along the road to completion as I lay myself on my back beside you. Oh, grip my shaft with your hand, like that, yes, and pump me, yes, oh, yes. Oh, yes, 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 that's perfect. Up and down, your hand moving on my shaft. Oh, you're so good at this, dear. Oh, I'm so close already. Don't stop, please, please, please. Please, I'm going to shoot my seed right now. Yes. Thank you, my dear. You brought me so much pleasure. Just like I did for you. You are really a sweet creature. And I will never let anyone hurt you. Now, yes, on top of me, lie there and hug me tight. Let me graze your lips with mine again. Taste your delicious softness. Feeling exhausted, are you? Excellent. We all need exercise for our spirit as well as our body. Now, just rest here with me. This is our time for ourselves. Free of conventions and whatever rules are imposed upon us. Put your head against my shoulder here. Yes. And fall into the arms of Morpheus. Go for a ride into the world of sleep. Darling. No worries. No worries. Just sweet dreams.
And there we must leave our two worshippers of Cupid. As for me, perhaps I will too one day be discovered. However, dear listener, that decision shall be left entirely up to me.